So it's now time for the Audible audiobook preview. This week is Intermezzo by Sally Rooney. And Audible, the Amazon company, is the premium audiobook service. It has more choice, exciting titles than any other provider, with everything you can possibly wish for, from drama, crime, comedy, action, sci-fi, fantasy, theatre productions, self-help books, biographies, and many, many more. They also have loads and loads of offers and membership benefits from the audiobook of the day for $2.99. This week we have a wonderful addition to what we promote from Audible, and this is Intermezzo. It's by Sally Rooney. It's narrated by Anne Hardwick. The length is 16 hours and 30 minutes. Quite a long listen. Great if you're going on holiday or a long-haul flight. Unabridged audiobook. It was released on the 24th of September of this, of this year, 2024 September. And it's in English, and it's published by Faber and Fable. From the author of the multi-million copy bestseller Normal People, an exquisitely moving story about grief, love and family. Aside from the fact that they are brothers, Peter and Ivan Kubek seem to have very little in common. Peter is a Dublin lawyer in his 30s, successful, competent and apparently unassailable. But in the wake of the father's death, he's medicating himself to sleep and struggling to manage his relationships with two very different women. His enduring first love, Sylvia, and Naomi, a college student for whom life is one long joke. Ivan is a 22-year-old competitive chess player. He's always seen himself as socially awkward, a loner, the antithesis of his glib elder brother. Now, in the early weeks of his bereavement, Ivan meets Margaret, an older woman, emerging from her own turbulent past, and their lives become rapidly and intensely intertwined. For two grieving brothers and the people they love, this is a new interlude, a period of desire, despair, and possibility. It's a chance to find out how much one life might hold inside itself without breaking.
This is Audible.
Faber and Faber presents Intermezzo by Sally Rooney, read by Anna Hardwick. Aber fühlst du nicht jetzt den Kummer? Aber spielst du nicht jetzt, Schach? But don't you feel grief now? But aren't you now playing chess? Ludwig Wittgenstein, Philosophical Investigations. Part 1. Chapter 1. Didn't seem fair in the young lad. That suit at the funeral, with the braces on his teeth, the supreme discomfort of the adolescent. On such occasions, one could almost come to regret one's own social brilliance. Gives him the excuse, or gives him, in any case, someone at whom to look pleadingly between the mandatory handshakes. God love him. Nearly 23 now, Ivan the Terrible. Difficult, actually, to believe the suit on him. Picked it up, perhaps, in some little damp-smelling second-hand shop for the local hospice. Paid in cash, rode it home on his bicycle, crumpled in a reusable plastic bag. Yes, that in fact would make sense of it, would bring into alignment the suit in its resplendent ugliness and the personality of the younger brother, 10 years younger. Not without style in his own way. Certain kind of panache in his absolute disregard for the material world. Brains and beauty, an aunt said once. About them both. Or was it Ivan Brains and Peter Beauty? Thanks, I think. He crosses Watling Street now towards the apartment that is not an apartment, the house that is not a house. 11, or is it 12 days since the funeral, back in town. Back at work, such as it is. or back anyway to Naomi's place. And what will she be wearing when she answers the door? Slides his phone from his pocket into the palm of his hand as he reaches the front step, cool tactility of the screen as it lights under his fingers, typing. Outside. Evening's drawing in now and she's back at her lectures, presumably. No reply, but she sees the message, and then the predictable sequence, the so familiar and by now indirectly arousing sequence of sounds as behind the front door she comes up the old basement staircase and into the hall. Classical conditioning. How did it take so long to figure that out? Common sense. Not that. Everyday experience. The relationship of memory and feeling. The opening door. Hello, Peter, she says. A cropped cashmere tank top, thin gold necklace, and black sweatpants fitted slim at the ankle. Not elasticated. She hates that. Bare feet. May I come in? He asks. Down the staircase and into her room without seeing any of the others. Fairy lights glowing dim pinpricks against the wall. Takes his shoes off, leaves them by the door. Laptop lying splayed open on the unmade mattress. Fragrance of perfume, sweat, and cannabis. In whose blent air all our compulsions meet. Curtains hanging closed, as always. Where have you been? She asks. Ah, I'm afraid something came up. She's looking at him and then not looking, with a scoff. Off on a late summer holiday, were you? She asks. Naomi, sweetheart, he says in a friendly voice. My dad died. Stunned, she turns to look, saying, you're... Then she falls silent. Jesus, she adds. Oh my God, fuck, Peter, I'm so sorry. Do you mind if I sit down? They sit in the mattress together. Christ, she says. Then, are you okay? Yeah, I think so. She's looking down at the soles of her feet, crossed on the mattress, blackened with the dirt that never seems dirty exactly. You want to talk about it? She asks. Not really. How's your brother doing? Ivan, he says.
Do you know he's about your age?
Yeah, you told me. You said you wanted to introduce us. Is he okay? With love, irresistibly, Peter smiles, and to avoid the spectacle of smiling with irresistible love at Naomi herself, he smiles instead, as if humorously, at the inside of his own extended wrist. Oh, he's doing... I actually have no idea how he's doing. What did I tell you about him before? I don't know. He said he was a curio or something. Yeah, he's a complete oddball. Really not your type. I think he's kind of autistic, although I guess you can't say that now. You can, if he actually is. Well, not clinically or whatever. But he's a chess genius, so. Peter lies back in the bed now, looking up at the ceiling. You don't mind, do you? He adds. I have to head on somewhere else in a bit. From outside his line of sight, Naomi's mouth answers, that's cool. A pause. He toys with the inseam of her sweatpants. She lies down beside him, warm, her breath warm, the scent of coffee and something else. Her breasts warm under the little cashmere top, which he bought for her, or the same one, in another colour. Paris grey. Letting him touch with his fingertips her damp underarm. Chalky scent of deodorant only masking the lower savoury smell of perspiration. Hardly ever shaves anywhere except her legs, below the knee. He told her once that back in his day, the girls in college used to get bikini waxes. That made her laugh. She asked if he was trying to make her feel bad or what. Not at all, he said. Just an interesting development in the sexual culture. She's always laughing. Those Celtic Tiger years must have been wild. Anyway, you like it. And it's true, he does. Something sensual in her carelessness. Cold feet. Soles always black from walking around this kip, half-dressed, smoking a joint, talking on speakerphone. She murmurs softly now, I'm so sorry. His fingers under the cashmere, eyes closing, everything very languid and dreamy like this. Her skin unseen beneath his hands with that soft, downy quality, almost velvet. He asks what she got up to while he was away. No answer. His eyes open again and find hers. Listen, she says. I feel stupid telling you this, but some stuff came up a few weeks ago. Like for college, I had to buy some books, so I needed money. It's not a big deal. Slowly, he nods his head. Ah, he says. Okay. I could have helped you out if I'd known. Yeah, she says. Well, you weren't really replying to my texts. Screws her mouth up into a pained smile. Sorry, she adds. I didn't know about your dad, obviously. Don't worry, he says. I didn't know you needed money. Obviously. They look at one another a moment longer, embarrassed, irritable, guilty. Then she turns onto her back. It's cool, she says. I didn't even have to do anything. The pictures were from ages ago.
So that was a wonderful sample from a new Audible audiobook, Intermezzo, by Sally Rooney. It was narrated by Anna Hardwick, and it's 16 hours and 30 minutes in duration. It's unabridged. It was released the 24th of September, it's in English, and published by Faber and Fable. And it's available, along with thousands of other titles, from audible.co.uk. To become a member of Audible and receive a whole host of offers and benefits and pay in a variety of ways, you, a friend or family member, can go to the website, and that's audible.co.uk. You can call the customer support number, which is 0800 496 2455. It's open from 7 a.m. in the morning till 11 p.m. every day of the week. It's the same number if you have any problems with joining or the website. If you would like to request a new audiobook sample to hear about, then please do give me a call or text, and that's 07500 870689, or you can email update tnstoke@gmail.com.